Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Billionaire, that's with a B. Billionaire Robert F. Smith received an honorary doctorate at the all-male historically black college in Atlanta yesterday. During his convention speech, and that's, where is that, Morehouse? Yeah, I kind of missed that part. He said he's creating a grant to pay off student debt for nearly 400 students graduating. The grant is estimated to be $40 million, and Smith has already announced a $1.5 million gift to the college. So here he is. Imagine this guy's giving your commencement speech at your college, and you hear this.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
What? Live the Well Grill. Imagine you hear that. Hey, Liv Karras, no student loans. Pork Chop, no student loans.
Honestly, this is unbelievable. That's amazing. This is way too good to be true. I will believe it when I see it.
What, you think it won't happen?
He's going to follow through. He's a billionaire.
So what? Have any of you watched The Office? Remember Scott's Tots?
Oh, my God. You're right. Yes.
I would think that would be great for him to do. But if he is making promises that he cannot keep.
I think he's in a better position than Michael Scott was at Dunder Mifflin, okay?
These kids are going to end up with laptop batteries, and that's all they're going
to
get.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it sucks to replace, though, so that would be nice. Here, he just asked.
On behalf of the...
I guess the rest of it skipped, but he just said, hey, let's make sure we pay this thing forward. So I don't know if you have to necessarily pay over everybody's student loans, but that is a really cool story. Now, this is something I brought up a second ago. I am concerned about Liv or Pork Chop watching my animals, not because they like don't love them or won't take care of them, but this is an interesting story. A pet sitter was caught on the doggy cam naked inside the client's house.
What? Now that is so creepy.
Now let's go to San Francisco for this one. An area woman out there went out of town and used the pet service WAG. That's like where they'll go walk your dog or watch them to walk and feed her dogs, allowing access to her home. After getting back home and looking at the security footage, she found that sitter had her boyfriend over several times, made out with him, and sat naked on the couch.
Ew, what the heck? That's so weird. Why can't you guys do that in the privacy of their own home?
The woman's like, it was funny hearing some of the stuff. She's like, my couch where she sat in the middle where she was naked has now been ruined. I can no longer sit in the middle of my couch.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I'd be hiring a couch cleaner ASAP.
Yeah, I wonder if they have like room mates or something, so like they can't do those type of things at their own places.
That's just disgusting. Alex, I don't know if this will excite you, but I thought it would because it makes me all giddy. Chick-fil-A is testing spicy chicken strips.
Oh.
Yep, they're going to be tested in several places, Texas, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. So, if it works, I'm praying to the Chick-fil-A gods that it'll work. It could be nationwide one day. I love spicy stuff. Like when I go to, and why wouldn't it? Because they have the spicy chicken sandwich, which is my favorite at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Give me the spicy chicken strips.
Makes sense.
I think like the only place that has spicy nugs is Burger King, isn't it?
No, yeah, but Wendy's is bringing it back. Yeah. I tried the BK nugs, like 10 of them for
the
a buck.
The spicy one?
I got to give it to Wendy's. Wendy's has got the best spicy nuggets around. Fight me. Let's battle. And of course, our favorite part, sports stuff. War of Will won the 144th Preakness Stakes. As far as I know, there was no issues with that being the main winner. NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be behind the wheel of the 2019 Corvette Grand Pace car for the Indianapolis 500, which is happening. We're out of right now in Indianapolis, Indiana on this weekend on Sunday. So that's kind of cool. Houston Astros reliever Ryan Pressly, he broke an MLB record for consecutive appearances without giving up a run, which is incredible as a pitcher to go that long. He, Friday night against the Boston Red Sox, had his 39th straight scoreless outing. That is impressive. That was a record that was held back in 2011. And finally, Pacers free agent Tyreek Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA anti-drug program.
Oh,
drugs are bad, kids. Couldn't you give it up? Like, I don't think drugs are bad. Like, do your own thing. I don't care. As long as you're not hurting me. But if you're making millions of dollars, couldn't you just lay off for a little bit?
I just think it's like strange because you know there's other basketball players that are, you know, doing drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got to be smoking weed. So it's like, I wonder how he got caught.
It's just random stuff. I remember like whenever like certain athletes do like a big play or I think of Pat McAfee, who used to be the Indianapolis Colts punter.
Uh-huh.
When he like boomed a punt like so far one time, like the next day he had a drug test.
Interesting.
It's just like, oh, it's random. Yeah, right. It's like, yeah, right. I kicked the ball like a mile. Now you're checking me out. That's Joe's Need to Know News. See all these stories and more on our website. It's joeandalexshow.com.